Bill Gates's lab-grown meat causes cancer in humans who consume it, according to a disturbing new study. Synthetic meat has been heavily promoted by Bill Gates and the globalist elites at the WEF as the solution to so-called climate change. However, this fake food has now been shown to cause cancer via immortalized cell lines used to manufacture it. Not content with poisoning your heart with mRNA vaccines while he sends your grandma to a death panel for being useless, Gates wants you to sit down at the dinner table to eat his repulsive tasting synthetic meat, which just so happens to riddle you with incurable cancers. But there is just one problem for Bill Gates and his globalist cronies. We are onto them. The people are waking up, and thanks to people like yourself who are spreading the word regarding the real agenda of the elite, the globalists' plans are starting to fall apart at the seams. Please subscribe to our channel, and if you haven't already, feel free to join the People's Voice Locals community for no-holds-barred, uncensored videos, and to join a community of people determined to hold the elite to account. The link is in the description box beneath this video. Here at the People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing the crimes of the globalist elite, but we need you to join us in our mission. Reporting on the globalist elite is a full-time job because, as the Bible tells us, wicked doesn't sleep. Take Bill Gates as a case in point. Rather than admitting that humanity has woken up to the truth about the disastrous experimental COVID-19 jabs, Gates, who's not a doctor or a dietitian, is doubling down and taking it upon himself to force the Western world to eat disastrous, experimental synthetic meat. The National Post shined a light on this issue in February, citing a Bloomberg story about Gates' fake meat crusade. The February story by Joe Fassler explained why Bill Gates' fake meat companies use immortalized cell lines for their products. Normal meat cells don't just keep dividing forever. To get the cell cultures to grow at rates big enough to power a business, several companies are quietly using what are called immortalized cells, something most people have never eaten intentionally, Fassler wrote. While immortalized cell lines are a staple of medical research, Fassler noted that these are technically precancerous and can be fully cancerous at times. The problem is that the materials used to make the product, immortalized cell lines, replicate forever, just like cancer, which means, in effect, that they are cancer. Industry types are confident that eating such products poses no risk, but it's not difficult to see, even if the products are proven safe, how people might be put off by the thought that they're eating a glorified tumour. The dangers of fake meat made using immortalised cell lines come from the fact that long-term safety data for its consumption are not yet available. You shouldn't be surprised. After all, it's not the first time Gates has attempted to push an experimental product on the masses in order to generate enormous profits for himself and catastrophic results for the rest of humanity. The Fury and Cleavage site gave the game away regarding the COVID vaccine's real origins, with a sequence patented by Moderna 3 years before COVID was even a thing, found in the virus's DNA. As for Gates' fake meat, it is the immortalized cells that have exposed the elite's agenda. Fassler pointed out that immortalized cells in these products can multiply aggressively and indefinitely if placed under the right conditions. This brings with it safety, but also image concerns, he wrote. To back up Fassler's points, the National Post cited an instance where New York City Democrat Mayor Eric Adams, a vegan, attended a VIP event sponsored by a cultured salmon manufacturer, Wildtype. While several attendees enjoyed tasting the cultured salmon, Adams excused himself and left the event without taking a single bite of the fake fish. Aside from the immortal cells in lab-grown meat being carcinogens, ingredients in these products that are meant to mimic the taste and texture of the real thing can also cause all manner of serious health issues. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s Children's Health Defense reported on the issue in September 2022. Focusing on the fake meat products from the California-based Impossible Foods. The Health Freedom Group cited a study conducted by the company involving rats fed with the Impossible Burger. The research was done under the assumption that the fake meat products would have minimal impacts, if none at all. But the study's findings came out very differently. The study found that soy leg hemoglobin, SLH, caused inexplicable alterations within rat biology. Rats fed SLH experienced unexplained weight gain and changes in blood, indicating the onset of inflammation or kidney disease and possible signs of anemia. SLH, which is derived from genetically modified yeast, is responsible for giving the Impossible Burger its meaty taste and making it bleed like real meat when cut. Another ingredient in the Impossible Burger that caused health issues is herbicide-tolerant soy protein, HTSP. Impossible Foods introduced HTSP to the burger recipe in 2019 to improve the product's texture and avoid gluten. As a result, fake meat burgers can contain residues of the herbicide glyphosate sprayed on soybeans, which are then processed into HTSP. Tests commissioned by the advocacy group Mums Across America confirmed this finding, based on tests performed at the Iowa-based Health Research Institute laboratories. Impossible Burgers had glyphosate levels of 11.3 parts per billion. This was 11 times higher than the glyphosate detected on the Beyond Meat burger, which used plant-based ingredients that did not undergo genetic modification. Why are the elites so determined to poison us? Could it have anything to do with the depopulation agenda the elites at the WEF are becoming more and more comfortable speaking about? Gates is also becoming increasingly arrogant and no longer feels any shame whatsoever about openly broadcasting his real intentions for the human race. Gates, who was divorced by his wife because of his relationship with dead paedophile Jeffrey Epstein, visited the University of Edinburgh's Langhill Farm to launch the school's Global Academy of Agriculture and Food Security. Rather than beating around the bush and obfuscating as he used to do before the COVID pandemic, Gates appeared comfortable bragging about pumping mRNA vaccines into farm animals destined for dinner plates to force jab the unvaccinated.
Well, the Gates Foundation has partnered with DFID on a great number of things, and among those are work we do together on livestock, helping animals survive either by having vaccines or better genetics, helping them be more productive. It's making a big difference. I was down in Ethiopia seeing how chickens are out there laying more eggs, getting more nutrition, and even some small savings into the household. So Edinburgh happens to be where a lot of the world's best work on this is done, and that's why DFID and the Gates Foundation are funding scientists here.
Unless all animals, including food animals, are jabbed with Big Pharma's latest poisons, the food supply will remain dirty in Gates' view. Only he and his globalist minions can sanitize nature with new chemicals and DNA modification techniques, which they are also trying to do to humans. As he usually does, Gates started all this by playing God with the lives of other people, experimenting on the third world, which he views as his personal fiefdom. According to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., anybody who is prepared to allow Bill Gates to dictate world and US health policy should take a long, hard look at his record in Africa. Perhaps millions of children have died unnecessarily, according to Kennedy Jr., who shared information from a peer-reviewed publication in a respected journal. Anyone defending Bill Gates and the World Health Organization needs to explain Morganson et al. 2017. This is a peer-reviewed publication in a respected journal by leading scientists describing outcomes akin to genocide, said Kennedy Jr. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. also slammed Gates and his messianic conviction that he is ordained to save the world with technology. Vaccines for Bill Gates are a strategic philanthropy that feed his many vaccine-related businesses, including Microsoft's ambition to control a global vac ID enterprise and give him dictatorial control over global health policy, the spear tip of corporate neo-imperialism, Kennedy Jr. wrote. Gates' obsession with vaccines seemed fueled by a messianic conviction that he is ordained to save the world with technology and a godlike willingness to experiment with the lives of lesser humans. The global elite, led by figures such as Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, are like cartoon villains at this point, except that they're real and incredibly dangerous. Here at The People's Voice, we are determined to continue broadcasting the news that the mainstream media does not dare to touch, but we can't do it alone. We need your help to spread the truth far and wide. Please subscribe to this channel and join the People's Voice Locals community. The link is in the description box below this video. And join us in our mission to educate the masses about what's really happening in the world today. We are all in this together. Are you interested in reaching a large and growing audience? The People's Voice offers a unique opportunity to promote your brand to an audience of millions of engaged viewers. If you would like to sponsor or advertise on our show, please email sponsor@thepeoplesvoice.tv.